Shame, USA Today under fire after posting op-ed critical of trans athletes. By Warner Todd Houston on May 23, 2021. The heads of many leftists exploded Saturday after a Connecticut girl wrote an op-ed published in USA Today in which she talked of how unfair it was that she and other natural-born girls were beaten out for track and field scholarships by boys claiming to be transgender girls. A young woman named Chelsea Mitchell began losing race after race starting back when she was in high school in 2017. Even though she was rated the fastest female runner in the state in the 55-yard dash, she lost nearly a dozen titles because, in 2017, the state of Connecticut ruled that biological boys claiming to be transgender girls could compete in school sports with biological girls. In her May 22nd op-ed, Ms. Mitchell told readers that forcing girls to compete against opponents born as boys was simply unfair and destroying girls' sports. Mitchell noted that all her training and physical conditioning often came to naught because her opponents had the advantage. "All I can think about," she wrote, "is how all my training, everything I've done to maximize my performance, might not be enough, simply because there's a runner on the line with an enormous physical advantage, a male body." She added that she has lost one title after another, saying, "Time after time, I have lost. I've lost 4 women's state championship titles, 2 All New England awards, and numerous other spots on the podium to male runners. I was bumped to 3rd place in the 55-meter dash in 2019, behind 2 male runners. With every loss, it gets harder and harder to try again. That's a devastating experience. It tells me that I'm not good enough, that my body isn't good enough, and that no matter how hard I work, I am unlikely to succeed because I'm a woman," Mitchell insisted. Mitchell and a few of her female competitors have filed a lawsuit against the state of Connecticut to force the state to dump its transgender-friendly school sports rules to once again make sports fair and re-level the playing field for girls. "It especially hurts girls trying to use sports to help them get a college education," Mitchell added. But besides the psychological toll of experiencing unfair losses over and over, the CHAC's policy has more tangible harms for women. It robs girls of the chance to race in front of college scouts who show up for elite meets, and to compete for the scholarships and opportunities that come with college recruitment. "I'll never know how my own college recruitment was impacted by losing those 4 state championship titles to a male. When colleges looked at my record, they didn't see the fastest girl in Connecticut. They saw a 2nd or 3rd place runner." These common sense points fell on deaf ears among many liberals who took to Twitter to accuse Ms. Mitchell of being a bigot, a religious fanatic, and a hater. For instance, a transgender activist named Diana smeared the young woman from Connecticut and wagged a finger in Mitchell's face, calling her all sorts of names. Typical of many liberals, even as the Senna's character attacks Ms. Mitchell for not having compassion, he also engages in a long series of name-calling and attacks on both Mitchell's character and religion. Ennis calls Mitchell a liar, calls the girl transphobic, says Mitchell and her legal counsel are extremist Christians and that they belong to a hate group, insists that Mitchell wants the right to discriminate, is pushing propaganda and ignorance, and says that Mitchell is immoral. That is a lot of name-calling and hate from a purportedly compassionate leftist. Ennis's long, hate-filled Twitter thread can be seen starting with the following tweet. But Ennis is not alone. Many other leftists also went on a binge of hate for Ms. Mitchell by calling her names on social media. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.